heard that noise? Individuals just yelling the number four? What's that all about? Whether you're by a golf course, on a golf course, watching golf on television, for some reason the number four seems to be fairly important. Four to me has a lot of different meanings, and some of them we're going to go through today. Trespassing allowed, where I am wanting to hopefully teach you to someday do your own thing, dream exponentially, and try to have fun every single day at some point so that you can look back on your day at the end of the day and say, man, at least I had fun doing that. Go to trespassing allowed. You should be able to pull up, with Emily's help, three different greens. Because today we're going to talk about the three different greens in detail. And hopefully these three greens will help you better understand why you can someday have a whole lot of fun by 7 a.m. in the morning. You can have a whole lot of fun with your life if, as I mentioned the other day, you build your life 11,000 days, if every day you can do something to move you a little closer to your dream. We'll talk a little bit about the three different greens that kind of symbolize a big part of my CPR. Okay? CPR. We're going to talk about patience today. Because if you have patience to make the right decisions. And today it's going to be primarily those financial decisions, okay? Because I do feel that for many successful businessmen, very wealthy businesswomen, many times it is patience that allows them to slowly get to the top of the mountain in exactly the way they want to get there. You're going to look at three greens today. Green number one, about 20 years old, was a green that cost me about $30,000 a number of years ago. That green was the first synthetic turf par three green I put on my property. It was a green that was fairly new in the golfing world. They were starting to experiment with synthetic turf greens where they're putting in about 3 to 4 pounds of infill per square foot. That green was able to be installed at that price because I was able to buy most of the material myself through my company. I was able to have my company with my employees help build that green. And quite honestly, the beautiful part about that green is that 90% of that green was built in about a day and a half. We had 10 to 15 individuals. We had Henry from Synthetic Turf International, and we were able to install that green, the majority of it, in about a day and a half. We had to do some prep work, but that was a green that I decided after 17 years that I was going to move forward with this idea of a golf. Green number two, okay, recently put in another good company called Southwest Greens. Connor Ryan, the young salesman, that he impressed me. Connor was a wrestler, that kind of helped, but Connor gave me an opportunity and an option on a green that they installed this summer. Okay, I'm just going to be totally honest. The word will get out eventually. That green cost $100,000, maybe a little more. $100,000, about 180 to 190 tons of base material, about 16 or 17 days, a small group of men came up and put together, I would call it maybe my dream green, because it was the green that for many, many years, when I looked across my lake, I envisioned that green on that hill. But yes, $100,000, because I had another company come in and put that green in for a number of different reasons. That green has about 7 to 8 pounds of infill, 3 different types per square foot. That green right now, every time I am sitting on it or putting on it, playing on it, or watching my cat or my grandkids walking across it, it's a nice green. John, is it the best green you've ever had? John, is it the perfect green? John, what do you think about the green? Well, short term, I can tell you it's a pretty nice green. Rolls well, 1%, no more than a 1% grade across the top of the green, close to 3,500 to 3,600 square feet. Nice fringe, couple bunkers. But John, how nice, I mean, how great is the green? Honestly, if I'm going to be honest and compare it, I'll know a lot more in about 15 years. 15 years from now, I will be able to tell you how that green plays compared to the other green I put in 17 years ago. Right now, I'm getting a lot of nice accolades about the green. I am using the green probably a lot differently than most other people would use the green, because turf to me has so many different uses that I can use this green for a lot of different things. Not just how well does it putt, not how well does it accept a 140-yard shot. This green has a lot of other nuances to it that for me are very important. $100,000 for a green in my backyard. Weren't you the guy that just started pushing a lawnmower years ago and you saw some guy hit golf balls? Yeah. Is $100,000 a lot of money? Yes, it's a lot of money. To some people, though, it is nothing more than a penny you can flip in the air. To other people, $100,000 would change their life forever. Why $100,000, John? There's a lot of reasons. But here's the simple one. I made a guy a promise. It was about this time last year around Christmas when I promised Connor from Southwest Greens Midwest, Connor, we're going to go forward with that green. I'm going to let you guys put it in. After researching your greens, playing on your greens for a while, I like the way your green plays. There are some people who know me well that look and say, he's lost his mind. He has just spent this much money on a putting green in his backyard. I can't tell those people exactly right now why they're struggling with me, but time will help this a lot. I can't tell you how amazing this green is until I give it some time, right? If Synthetic Turf International put a green in nearly 20 years ago, and I'm still playing on that green, and that green's done a heck of a job, there's no way I can compare a 20-year-old green to a brand new 6-month-old green. It's not the greens we're going to talk about today. We're not going to talk about the $30,000 green. We're not going to talk about the $100,000 green. Today, I want to talk about green number 4. Again, go to the website, look up the 3 greens, and look at green number 4. It has a great big 4 on it. Guess what that green cost me? Yeah, that's the green that has the flag in the middle. It's coming out of what looks like a base of a small little green dinosaur. That's what it is. It's a small little green dinosaur that we used years ago for archery practice. $500. $500 is the cost of that green, not counting some sweat equity that I put into it. You see, green number four is probably my new fun green because I was able to be creative. Green number four for $500 gives me the same ability every morning to hit balls towards that green as it does the other two greens or the other green that's been there forever, green number five. How can you build a green on one end of your property for $100,000 and you can build another green on the other end of your property in a matter of a couple days? By the way, the one, like I said, was about 17 to 18 days that they installed that green. But how can you build a green for $500? There's this thing called wastage. Wastage is when you put in a green of 3,000 or 4,000 square feet and you're gonna be unrolling a whole lot of rows of different types of turf, your green, your fringe, your other perimeter. You're gonna have a lot of wastage. Not only that, I was able to find a big roll of turf, some soccer field in Atlanta that I was able to bring up and make some of the tee boxes with. But basically, the $500 green versus the $100,000 green, there's a few insignificant differences. The seams on the $500 green aren't all that great. The edges aren't quite as rounded as nice. Yeah, it does have a small little bunker. Wastage for me was different than what wastage is for other people. Here's what wastage is for a lot of people. Wastage for other people is, oh my gosh, yeah, no, these additional pieces that you have laying around, I just get rid of them. Or, you know, just cut them up in small squares. I don't think I'm really ever going to be able to use them. For most people who haven't lived 20 or 30 years in the synthetic turf business, that's probably what they might do. I don't need those other pieces. What am I going to do with them? Well, if you can come up with about 2,500 square feet of a variety of wastage, you can have green number four. But is green number four, does that play nearly as well as green number two? When you're putting, is the ball moving the same way? Is it like on a, what, 10 and a half step meter? Is there parts of this green of wastage, John, that may be more frustrating than your other greens? Because when I look at the picture, it just doesn't seem like it's done quite as well. No, it wasn't done quite as well. So how can you have your golf course with a wastage green that makes it fair for everyone playing? Let's get back to four for a moment. One of the things I learned about golf for myself years ago was, once I stopped caring about exactly how many strokes I was taking per hole, I didn't get caught up in the numbers. I didn't get caught up in the fact that was that a seventh or eighth shot? Started enjoying golf a lot more. I came up with, okay, from here on out, I'm getting a four on every hole. Every time my foursome of friends says, what did you get? It's always a four. Now, they won't sign the card off that, yeah, John, you know, parred the course again, or, you know, he eagled a couple holes and he birdied couple holes and he bogeyed a couple holes. I learned about myself that I was not going to be a Tiger Woods. I loved being on golf courses, but it really wasn't that important what my score was, because I was more importantly picking up dreams and ideas and thoughts about, if I was going to build my own golf course one day, what could I pick up from this place and this place and this place? So once I decided that every time I play golf, I get a four on every hole, yeah, it does maybe irritate the guy keeping score. And obviously, if I'm playing like, you know, in a real deal where, yeah, you got to keep the score because your whole force concerned with what their total score is going to be, that's different. But the beautiful part about this wastage green is that it allowed me to make another promise. You made the promise to Connor that, yeah, you were going to go with his company and you were gonna pay $100,000 for his green, because I'll never forget, it was right around Christmas, and it was my Christmas present to this young man who was a pretty darn good salesman. My promise to Connor was, Connor, you've done your work, you've been extremely a great communicator with me on what we're gonna do, you've laid it out right. I have a sense that your company is a good company. So my promise to Connor was, we're going to go forward and we're going to do this. Merry Christmas. What was the second promise? Well, it will get out someday, somewhere, somehow. Not everybody in the house was wild about a $100,000 green. If you and your friends have hit 130,000 plus golf balls over the course of 30 years on this property, but someone else hasn't hit a single golf ball, if her love for golf, if her dream is somewhere else, yeah, let's just be honest. It's kind of a tough pill to swallow. Yes, he saved the money. Yes, he had the money. Yes, he had processed how he was going to this $100,000 for a long time. Still doesn't mean that she was 100% in favor of it. And honestly, I would understand that. We had a beautiful kitchen redone, and I did love the kitchen. I was so happy for her to have the kitchen because I knew this kitchen was her dream. Now, the kitchen wasn't $100,000, but the kitchen and the bathroom and a couple others, it wasn't too far off. But so you had two different people with two very, very different kind of dreams. But let's get back to the promise, because I've found in my life that when I promise somebody something and I stick to it, I sleep better at night. I think most of you out there do. You make a promise, you keep the promise, and when that occurs, all is good, right? My promise to Tammy was, okay, yeah, this was a little bit of a tough pill to swallow. I will not build another green of this type or shape or size until I recoup, one way or another, $100,000. And there's a lot of different ways of recouping that money. Don't need to go into it right now, but we'll share some. Hey, but the bottom line was, I made two promises this year. Two big promises. Connor, he got his green. He got to tell the company that, yeah, we're going to go to Evansville, Indiana, and we're going to put in a really nice green. But my second promise was even more important. And that's why we have the $500 green of wastage. I can allow you to hit towards this hole from several tee boxes. And because it's not in perfect condition, you don't have to get it in the cup. Okay? The little monster that is holding the American flag, all you gotta do is hit the monster. Okay? If you haven't looked, he's probably about 2.5 to 3 feet in diameter. He's probably about 2.5 feet high. You hit him, you've hit the cup. One of the local television stations contacted, they talked a little bit to me. You know, wow, John, kind of a different concept. Golf course in your backyard. And when's it gonna be done? When it's done, we really wanna come out and we really wanna do a story on you. Mike Blake, a friend I've had for many years, he started following me a little bit in high school with wrestling, but so when will it be done? Two answers to that. It was done about 15 years ago. It was done when I finally had it all laid out, that all I had to do was just kind of hit the ball 18 different holes, distances from 67 yards to 212 yards. When is it done to perfection? Well, it will never be done to perfection. Remember that tree house I'm telling you about, the tee box off of the tree house? You know, that's not built yet. Some of the tee boxes who's got some pretty amazing themes, they're not all done yet. But that doesn't mean that a group of 8 or 10 who want to own the course for a day or 6 hours or 4 hours can't play. What is all of this or any of this have to do with patience? And how does patience kind of collide with peer pressure? One of the things I'm going to preach to you constantly is that if you're going to own your own business, you have got to be patient with some of your ideas. Too often, either through peer pressure, through the nagging of a spouse, through whatever your friends are telling you, your business friends are telling you, you have got to go out, you got to spend this money, you've got to do this, this, and this, because you got to grow your business quickly. You got to get there. There's a lot of difference between a person who starts a business at the age of 50 versus a person who starts their business at the age of 15. You start your business at the age of 15 to 18 to 20, you don't have to be in as big a hurry. Patience is one of the top three elements I feel is so important in a successful business, because usually the patient businessman is not going out spending a lot of money on things he has no idea what the return on investment is going to be. A lack of patience means I haven't done my research, I haven't got the money in a safety deposit box somewhere, and yes, I'm going to go out and I'm going to convince a bank or I'm going to convince some lender to give me lots and lots of money because, hey, I've got a great plan. And sure enough, eventually the bank or the lender says, hey, we need our money back. Can you give me my money back? Can't give me my money back, then we have to come and get our money. And too often, all of those stupid decisions I made on the money that wasn't even mine ended up sending me down into a very bad place. This green number 4, that only cost $500, allows me and others to play this course just as easily as if we had $200,000 or $300,000 greens. I'll tell you a funny story about that thought someday, but I didn't need that. When I say that 90-95% of the course is already done, has been done, and was completed over 20-30 years of just working every day, a little bit of side hustle, a little bit of sweat equity. But this green that doesn't look really that perfect in my mind is perfect, because for $500, I'm able to keep a promise and I'm able to still play every day. And when I get to this green, all I gotta do is hit the little green monster holding the American flag. Are you starting to understand this? Are you starting to understand that trespassing allowed doesn't always do things the way everyone else may do things? Trespassing allowed tells me that, you know what, if you don't want to play on this course or this hole because it's not as nice as the hole on the hill, that's your struggle, not mine. I can have just as much fun playing hole 4 as I can hole 3 and hole 2. As long as I'm able to hit from 12 or 14 different tee boxes, and at the end of the day, I can now play my round of golf. Okay, I need to be a little bit honest with you guys. I don't believe I personally have actually played the entire 18 holes from tee to cup. I have played all of them multiple times. I have actually, this morning, I was playing hole 7 several times trying to figure out exactly the difference between hitting off a synthetic turf, hitting off of a tee, hitting off of some type of grass. But honestly, I get a little distracted out there. I'll start with the intention of, hey, I'm going to play the round, and then by hole three or four, I'm now wanting to do push-ups, vertical push-ups, of course, against the boulders across the lake. And it does get very difficult for me to play this course, especially by myself, when I'm kind of constantly being distracted. But this morning, my distraction was here, and that's what we're talking about now. This morning, my distraction was the difference between a $500 green and a $100,000 green is not necessarily huge. Both of them accept a shot from 100 to 120 yards. One holds the shot better, one doesn't. There's benefits of both greens. But when I can hit from 60 feet, 70 feet, 25, 35, 40 yards out, and I can hit the little green monster, it's in the hole. When the little green monster, the ball bounces off of the green monster, it's okay. The rules are you hit the little green monster, it's in the hole. I had about a 100-yard shot the other day, and I hit the hole. Because this $500 green is all I need until I want to build the next one or the next one. Imagine this. And this is why I get pretty excited. You've heard it before, but imagine that your dream company, whatever that dream company is, every one of you out there hopefully have an idea or a thought of what would my dream company be. We talked about the guy that barbecues alligators. We talked about the girl who wanted to open up the mermaid tail shop. We talked about the individual that wanted to have his own little lawyer, attorney's office. Talked about the podiatrist that may someday want to have his own little office where once you're done with the exam, you can go and walk on 20, 30 acres somewhere. Talked about the captain who wants to be his own charter boat captain, and he's going to work years as a first mate. Okay. Whatever your dream is, as long as you're patient, as long as you start early enough, you're going to be able to do some things that you would never imagine. Here's where I am, and here's what makes me pretty energetic in the morning. Imagine that for my business and my dream, we did 4,300 to 4,500 landscape jobs in southern Indiana, a few over in Kentucky, a couple in Illinois. 30 years, we did 4,300 jobs, ranging anywhere from $2,000 to $150,000 or $160,000. Okay? I can't remember if we did a $200,000 job. Once I sold the company, I know they were doing some bigger ones, but I was more into doing jobs that I knew I could make money on. Imagine your last 30 years of your life, if you're allowed to live that long, if you get up and you do certain things that will keep you in shape, if you mentally and physically can handle it, imagine doing one more landscape job in one more backyard over the next 30 years. Taking the excitement, the energy, the process of 4,300 jobs and putting them into one final job. Can you imagine what that would be like? Somehow one day a whole bunch of material fell on your land, couple pieces of equipment because you were patient enough to figure out a way to get it at a really good price. One final job. Doesn't mean I'm not going to consult and help people on other jobs. You're going to start hearing about synthetic turf golf courses across the country, $2 million to $10 million. They're already happening. There's already places and companies out there. It's not Topgolf. It's places that are literally putting in an entire golf course of all synthetic turf, about $10 million in some areas. This idea I came up with 20, 30 years ago, I wasn't the only one coming up with it. There's a number of us that were saying, okay, you got the backyard, you want the private course, you want your grandchildren to be able to come to grandma and grandpa's house and play a whole bunch of golf and maybe never even have to get out of their diaper. That's pretty young, you know, golfer, or it could be a very old golfer, but we won't. One more landscape job over the course of 30 years. A landscape job that for the first time in my life, I don't have to get the customer's permission to make a change. I don't have to look at the customer and understand that the customer probably has a different mindset than I do. I don't have to make a decision or make a phone call every time I want to make a change on this landscape. 4,300 customers gives you a lot of opportunity to learn some landscaping. It gives you 4,300 opportunities to deal with 4,300 different individuals or couples or families. This place is just kind of my final chapter of what could I do with this? If I had 30 years, what could I do with this on a daily basis? Could I create some landscapes that honestly you won't even recognize for 30 years? Can I plant some seeds, some ideas? Can I put some things out there that are so unique, creative, out of this world? And I don't even have to get your permission to do it. I don't need to know your budget. I don't need to know what kind of plants you like or don't like. Don't get me wrong. I loved that so much. It was part of the way that I got to communicate with so many people on so many different levels. John, our budget's $100,000. Here's $50,000. When can you start? You know, we've changed our mind on the $20,000. We want to now do $60,000. Can you do that? You can come into our backyard, John, and do a very low maintenance landscape. It sounds like fun. How much do your koi cost? Building one final landscape, hopefully between of ages of 60 and 90, if I get the chance, in one place in southern Indiana, that every single day I can go out there and say, what would an infinity patio look like? You know, you've heard of these infinity pools. What would an infinity patio look like? What would a Brazilian slate, 40-foot long whale shark replica coming out of the water look like? What would a treehouse that allows you to go through it, play the piano, have a couple beverages, decide, you know what, I'm done with my day of golf, or you want to hit 100 golf balls off the back deck, what would that look like? What if this silly course built by this crazy guy who always talks about the problem with perfection, right? The problem with perfection. There's a problem with perfection. And yet, hole number 7 has a tee box with dolphins swimming out of the back of the tee box. And back on the tree, it says something like perfection, 1972, the NFL. If you don't know where I'm going with this, look up the Miami Dolphins, 1972. You can build a tee box to honor the 1972 Miami Dolphins. Are you going to have Bob Greasy's name higher than Earl Marl's? People struggle when I tell them that I knew what I wanted to be when I grew up. I wanted to be like this kid who goes into his backyard and every day comes up with a different idea. Sometimes I have to wait a while before I tell Mrs. Schrader exactly what I'm doing, because sometimes, honestly, it takes me almost 2 years to put the materials out there and then decide exactly what it's going to become. When you have a dream that started at an early age and you learn this thing called patience, where I can put a $100,000 green on one end and I can put a $500 green on the other end, and I actually have more fun and more joy with my $500 green because I'm aiming at a stupid green monster holding an American flag. That is one of the strangest things I think I've ever heard. But it's right next to a trebuchet that launches these things on burning ships laying in the lake. And then 20 feet over, there's this axe throwing thing where you're just throwing axes at all this stuff. And you tell people that when you play on this golf course and you're really pissed off at the shot you just had, you don't have to throw that $500 brand new wood into the lake. Throw one of the axes into the lake. Save your $500 club so that when your wife checks your golf bag, it's still there. Not that wives like to check men's golf bags all the time, or men like to check their wives' golf bags all the time. But on this golf course, if you get really pissed off at a shot, you don't have to throw the club into the lake. Now, an exclusivity golf course where you sign the waiver, you have every right to go in and swim for your golf club if you want. But if you would rather throw an axe, you know, 70 feet, 80 feet into a lake. Do they make golf courses like that? If you're okay with a $500 green, 180 yards away from the $100,000 green, but the excitement of that $500 green is it's so close to the trebuchet and the axe throwing, and then the next tee box, it will be a different day of golf. It really will. But here is the really cool part. And I think I'm going to try to end with this. We've talked about wastage. We've talked about Southwest Greens. We've talked about a couple promises. We've talked about the problem. I can't tell you how great the Southwest Green is until about 17 years. Because by then I'll probably be able to hit a whole bunch of balls at it. And my friends will too. I mean, I'm not going to tell you today that it's a great green. If I'm going to compare it to the green I've had there for 17 years. I'm not going to tell you that a $30,000 green is different from a $100,000 green. That's different from a $500 green. But what I can tell you is this. In your business, you're going to have times where people are going to really be pushing you to get, you have got to buy 4 trucks. You have got to have all of this new stuff. You've got to spend this money or else your company isn't going to look good, or else your company is going to be profitable. The peer pressure that you will feel, even though it's your own company, will sometimes come even from your employees. Remember I told you about I bought 1 truck in my life, $10,000 brand new, because you know, my employees, after I drove it for 300,000 miles, John, you need another truck. Your employees will give you the same kind of peer pressure that your high school friends did. Your employees can give you the same kind of peer pressure a lot of times that sometimes your friends will give you. Call it whatever you want, but sometimes we make stupid decisions financially because we feel this pressure around us to do this, this, or this. When you get to that point and you're thinking, maybe this isn't a very smart financial decision because I can't just take the money out of my bank account and pay for it. I now have to go ask a bank for a loan. Remember the $500 green. This $500 green is going to serve me just perfect. Just extremely well until I can fulfill my promise to my wife. I'm not going to put another synthetic turf green in. And I can tell you this right now, the next one will not be $100,000 because these other two greens that eventually I can put in or whatever when I need to, they're going to be on a much different topographical area. They're going to be much easier. They're not going to require 180 tons of base material. But if I can have as much fun on a $500 green as I can on a $100,000 green, and I can be creative enough that people are laughing when they're hitting the ball at the green dinosaur holding the flag, that's a lot more fun than that green up on top of the hill that the 1%, remember that 1%, still played okay. But I had a lot more fun aiming at that dinosaur. Took me back to my putt-putt days, right? I'm fulfilling a promise to her, and I'm fulfilling a promise to myself. And today, I'm fulfilling a promise to you. My promise to you today is this: confidence, patience, and respect as a business owner means that the patience part of your business is what I think makes most business people successful. I found so many people who were bankrupt. People that had to sell their business early. People that just had to close up their doors because their lack of patience made them spend money in places they shouldn't have been spending. Their lack of patience made them try to expand their business so much faster than it should have been. Their lack of patience didn't allow them to realize that on every job I was actually losing 2 or 3% of my money because I wasn't patient enough to stop the horses and say, wait a second, guys, we're doing something wrong here. Yeah, everybody's happy. The customer's happy. The landscapers are happy. The neighborhood's happy. Everybody's happy but my banker, because these jobs are not creating a profit margin high enough. That's all it is. When I'm in business, if I can make a profit every day of 5 or 10% or 20% or even 30%, that's one heck of a lot better than every day I'm just losing a little bit more and a little bit more. And the answer, here's my answer. If I'm just losing a little bit, all I got to do is go and convince that bank I just need another $250,000 because I'm figuring it out. A $500 green can play just as well as a $100,000 green as long as you see the bigger picture. The bigger picture is, hey, we still got to play 98% of this course. We got to play it like any other course. It's just this last 2% needs a little bit of time and patience to get where it needs to be. But that doesn't mean that we can't have fun aiming at the little dinosaur. When that ball pops off of the dinosaur and you're hearing them go, it's in the hole, it's in the hole, it's in the hole. It's a pretty fun green. It may not have the majesty and the crowd awing like that Augusta, Valhalla, or that place in Scotland. It doesn't need to. But if you're out there with your grandkids and the grandkids finally says, I don't even need to putt the ball, I'm just going to throw the ball at the dinosaur. I'm going to pick the ball up, Grandpa, and I'm going to throw it because it's our golf course. Don't let your lack of patience screw you up so bad that your dream is destroyed. I have yet to find a time in my life when I said, man, I wish I hadn't been so patient. Should have probably done that cryptocurrency of $5,000 3 or 4 years ago. But sometimes you kind of get other people's opinions. But the lack of the impatience of many, many business owners who feel like they have to have that additional X and they have to go ask the banker or the lender because now they've got it figured out. You don't have to. Do not let others peer pressure you to make bad decisions. You've seen it all your stinking life. You didn't really want to do it. You had second thoughts about doing it, but the peer pressure around you told you to do it. And then later on, you're like, I wish I hadn't done that. You're in control of your life. You're in control of every decision you make. Today, be patient. And if you have to wait for that next perfect green, because all you have is the wastage from the other green, be creative enough. Spend a little bit of time on your knees. Maybe say a prayer. Get a few more DeWitt pins. But make a promise. Keep to that promise. And you're going to sleep a lot better tonight. So today I love my God. I love my country. I love my family and my grandkids right now when they're throwing golf balls at the little dinosaur. That's pretty cool. I love my dinosaur today. I love hearing people tell me things now that I'm starting to hear through my podcast that they're saying, John, we're starting to understand you. You're still a little deep at times. You're still a little confusing at times. You still are having 53 minute and 45 second videos when you promised us they were going to become shorter. But today, dwell on being patient when it comes to your finances of what you have to have. To dream that someday, for the next 10, 20, 30, 40 years, who knows, you finally get to do a landscape job on a piece of property that is 100% your idea. As long as she can somehow manage to understand you, because she still doesn't want to take the golf ball necessarily and throw it at the dinosaur. She would really like to take that golf ball and throw it at some other animal she sometimes just cannot control. Our anniversary is tomorrow, so in honor of her, you guys have a great day. Three greens. Make your $500 green as big a dream as your others. Trespassing allowed. I promise I'll return.